And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. And it is time for kickoff. And with all your action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. We are set to kick off. Ball is set on the 40, on the hash mark, home side. We're kicking toward that north end zone, high end over end kick. Taken by number 21 at the goal line. He's at the 5, the 10, looks outside, gets in at the 15, and goes down immediately. And they'll mark him at the 16-yard line, Bill.
Yeah, number 30, Corvion White, in there on the stop for the Vikings as the Hardaway Hawks will have it first down and 10 from their own 15-yard line. So they're starting in the hole, Wes.
That was Darius Blackman on the return for Hardaway, giving 15 yards on the return. 11:54 to go, and we're just underway here in the first quarter. Here come the Hawks out. White jerseys, red pants, those red numbers.
And a gold helmet.
They are in the old wishbone offense. Receiver on either side of the field. They give it to the tailback right up the middle. Got a hole, hit by one man, too. He gets to the 16, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's Brian Bell in there to make the tackle. As he got just minimal yards. He did pick up maybe about 3 yards. Oh, 4 or 5. They're going to mark him.
Nope, right back at the goal, right where he started.
I'm sorry, you're right, at the 16. I was losing my line. They're skewing on me. No gain.
It'll be second and 10 for the Hawks. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. They bring a receiver to the near side, single receiver to the far side. Go to the I formation this time. Quarterback, that's number 11, Blake Berry, drives under center. He rolls right, throws out in the flats, catch made by number 10, and he'll be run out of bounds after about a 3 or 4, Bill, I thought they were going to give him a 4-yard gain. They're going to back it up and give it a 2-yard gain. That's Malik Fowler on the reception, so it'll be 3rd and 7.
Brandon Roberts, number 31 for the Vikings, made the hit as he pushed him out of bounds. And that'll bring up 3rd and 7 now for the Hardaway Hawks.
Berry, again, now he'll send twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Now slots the man out behind him. He's got a 5-receiver set, keeps the back in the backfield. He's in the shotgun. There's a flag, and what do we got?
It came from the umpire.
So that looks to me like we're going to have movement.
Substitution against the Hardaway Hawks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 men on the field.
And still nobody's left. There we go.
Now they send somebody off.
That'll bring up 3rd and 12 now for the Hawks as Blake Berry runs all the way to the sideline, gets the play from his coach, and will come back to the huddle now.
Ball, Bill, is going to be 3rd now and about 12. As they move it back to the 13-yard line. Berry now sends twins left, twins right. We show man coverage. 5-man front, 2 linebackers. Quick pass out in the flats. He gets hit at the 10, fights his way up to the 15. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, back to the 16. It'll be 4th and 10, and they will punt from there. 10:35 to go here in the first quarter. No score. That was the first possession for the Hawks.
That was number 30, Corvion White again, leading in on the tackle for the Vikings. Corvion White, a 5'6", 190-pound junior.
Alex Brown goes back deep for our Vikings. They're standing at the 4. High ball snapped. It's in the air. We pick it up, rolling around, and into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Vikings.
And that is number 59, A.J. Harper on the fumble recovery, and a touchdown as the Vikings go up quickly, 6-0.
A high, high snap. He lost control of it. By the time he picked it up, we had 3 Vikings in the backfield with him. Into the end zone, we took it, and we lead with 10:09 to go, 6-0. And we're looking for a swinging gate. Are we going to kick an extra point? They set a man on the outside, so I imagine we're going to kick it, Bill.
And
roll it back over. Belcher to hold. Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. Culpepper with the snap. Belcher puts it down. Kicks up. It's good. 10-9 to go for a quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. We'll be back after this. Spartan Stadium at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Nick Hart set to kick off. Back deep will be number 21, Malik Fowler, and number 5, that is Cameron McFoley.
It is 7-0 Vikings with 10:09 left here in the first quarter. Vikings scored on a missed snap on a punt.
There's Hart's kick, end-over-end kick, into the end zone, and that means the Hardaway Hawks will get decent field position as they will start from their 20-yard line.
Yeah, that's we talked to Coach Randy McPherson on Tuesday night at the Lamptime Randy McPherson Coaches Show, and he made the comment, who knew? He's got three kickers that can kick it into the end zone. He said one of them did it in a JV game and just felt like, well, heck, we all ought to be able to do it. So now he's got guys kicking it in the end zone all the time.
And, competition leads success.
That's it.
Here we go. Blake Berry slides under center in the I formation. Splits his receivers. Gives it to the tailback. Right up the middle. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Falls for Dale. Give him a yard. Bill, second and nine as he gets out to the 21.
Yeah.
10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0.
Yeah, Zach Copeland along with number 17, Trey Jackson, in there for the leading the Vikings on the tackle. We haven't seen a lot of teams go to huddles. Of course, the Vikings this year, I don't believe, have been in a huddle. They run a no-huddle offense. The Hardaway Hawks, though, do huddle up.
Let's see what Berry does here. Again, I formation. Splits those receivers. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball in the middle of the field at the 21. He fumbles it, puts it on the ground, and we hit him, and he loses back to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, he was able to recover it. Dante Robinson for the Vikings there to get down on top of him, but good heads up by Blake Berry just to keep the ball.
That'll be now make it 3rd and 15. As the Hawks are now, you would think, put into a passing situation. Let's see what they do here with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. Our Vikings leading 7-0.
Their passes have been just little flare-outs, nothing down the field. We'll see what they do here.
Now they send twins to the left, twins to the right. He keeps Blackman in the backfield with him. We go to a four-man front. There comes the rush. Throws it way downfield, and it is picked off. Picked off by number 31, Brandon Robert.
Get him, go.
And Brandon Turd. Oh, what a block by Trey Jackson down on this end of the field.
He made that interception, and he carried two Hardaway Hawks for 10 more yards back to the 40. So the Vikings will have it first down and 10 at the Hardaway 40.
An INT. Bill, when you put the ball in the air, there are three things that happen. And two of them ain't good, and one of them just did.
That's right. Brandon Roberts just caught a nice over-the-shoulder pass, but his determination as he carried two Hardaway Hawks back from the 50 to the 40.
First and 10 for our Vikings at the 40-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark going from right to left on your radio dial. Hawks in a five-man front. Four linebackers. We give it to the upback. That's number 20. He's across the 35. Fights his way down to about the 32-yard line. Arvin Berry on the carry.
Nice run for Arvin as he just came from that fullback position, as you say, the upback, and which in a lot of cases has been the blocking back.
Give him 7 yards. It'll be second and three at the 33-yard line. 8:10 to go here. First quarter, Vikings lead 7-0. It's on the near hash mark right in front of our press box. Again, they're in a five-man front. We bring a man in motion, Jerome Daniels. He's got Sons of Thunder out in front of him. Pass by two, three. He's across the 35 down to the 20, Bill. I mean the 25 down to the 20, and they'll bring him down somewhere around the 17-yard line.
Nice run by number one, Jerome Daniels. And the Vikings, just you can see them with their hands turning. Let's go, coach. Get the play in. And they are on the line ready to go again.
Daniels, Amon Brown, Arvin Berry. We're in that Eagle offense. Double tight end to the left, to the strong side toward the press box. We bring Daniel that way again, give it to him on the counter. Again by one man, they hit him as he crosses the 15, and he'll get down to about the 14.
So again, great run by Jerome Daniels.
And give him 3 yards on the carry, second and seven from the 14-yard line. Vikings threatening again. We lead 7-0 on a fumble return.
Brian Bell checks in here as a tight end.
Again, double tight end to the press box side.
Arvin Berry.
And he carries down to about the 10. So give him about 4 yards on the carry. Bill, should be third and three from about the 10-yard line.
The Vikings stacked and made that heavy left, but then just gave it to the fullback on the dive, and he picked up some good yards. Third and about three.
Eric Hart in the backfield now. Again, it's still heavy left. Double tight end to the press box side. Vikings headed toward that north end zone. Austin Dixon under center, gives it to Hart. Hart gets the corner by wall, slips and falls. We're going to be awfully close to that. Nope, we're going to be short of the first down, Bill.
Yeah, he's just short, too.
And you know coach is going to go for it with 6.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter with the way that offensive line is blocking.
Yeah, 7-0, the Vikings lead. This is our first offensive series.
Hart, Amon Brown, Arvin Berry. We go to the Eagle. Now we'd move a heavy right. Look for Amon Brown to carry it around the right side. He's in motion. They give it to Brown. Brown splits by one man, two, still on his feet as he gets the first down inside the five. It'll be first and goal. Vikings down at the 4-yard line. There comes Jerome Daniels and the big blocking back, Trey Jackson.
Yeah, in on the tackle for the Hawks, number 27, Davis Hall, one of the traditions flooring impact players that we said you needed to keep an eye on, and he's made a good tackle.
Ball on the far hash mark at the 3-yard line. First and goal from the 3.
Vikings in a huddle.
First time. I've seen it. Jerome Daniels, Arvin Berry in the backfield. Watch them go left behind Trey Jackson, Bill. They're coming this way toward the press box. And they do. It's Jerome Daniels. Through one man, two, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Jerome Daniels. Nice run by Jerome. Just kind of ducked his head there, snuck underneath, followed that big line, and into the end zone for another Viking touchdown. They lead 13-0, awaiting on the extra point. Waiting on to see if they swing the gate here. And they do. It'll be Nick Hart to kick and Belcher to hold.
Thomas Culpepper to snap it, and I saw the best long snapper we ever saw earlier today. Kicked up. It's good. 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings lead 14-0. We'll be back after this. And there's Thomas Hart's kick. Nick Hart's kick. High end over end into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Stat Drive update.
That last drive for the Vikings ran 7 plays, 40 yards, ran 2 minutes and 1 second off the clock. Resulted in a 3-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels. Vikings lead 14-0 with 5 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Taylor. We are broadcasting from the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. 14-0, like you said, as Taylor told you, Vikings lead. Blake Berry slides under center in the I formation, throws a quick out pass, and it's incomplete. He had 2 receivers lined up on the far side. They were in the I formation, and he just threw a little swing pass out to number 7. That is Christian Matthews. Matthews not able to hold on to the ball. It'll be 2nd and 10, stops the clock with 5:32 to go.
Yeah, Matthews, a good heads-up play. Wasn't sure whether that was a forward pass or not. Got back there quickly on it.
Let's see what he does now. 5:32 to go. He sends 2 receivers far side, Bill. Again, he's in the I formation. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. We're in that 5-man front. He feeds it to the up back. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
And driven back. I'm trying to see.
17.
17 in on the tackle.
Trey Jackson, one of our impact players of tonight's game. As we said, not just his presence on the field, but what he does is in his leadership as well as his physical abilities. Trey Jackson, one of our traditions flooring's impact players.
Now, Bill, we go to a 4-man. It looks like we may go to a 4-man front here. This is going to be 3rd and 12. Again, an obvious passing situation for Hardaway. They send a receiver far side and a receiver near side. We show man coverage in the I formation. Now we go, 4-man front. We show in blitz. Jackson right up the middle. They give it to the up back. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. He goes absolutely nowhere. Hawks will have to punt again with 4:42 to go here in the first quarter, and the Vikings leading 14-0.
Wes, I saw on the snap, it looked like the snap was slightly mishandled, and therefore the handoff was a little sloppy too.
He did drop that snap, and yep. The quarterback actually just picked it up and got hit right there at the line. So never enough snap, and they just unfortunately can't get anything going for the Hawks on offense.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Now, they show a trip receivers just off. No, they're getting ready to punt. They go for it. We block, almost get to it. It hits. We're going to let it bounce. Now we're going to pick it up. That's Alex Brown. He's at the 50. Comes near side. Looking for, oh, got a great block out at midfield. Again by Trey Jackson as it crosses the 45, the 40, all the way down to the 35. And Trey Jackson so far tonight, Bill, has cleaned the clock on two Hawks.
Yeah, he has. A great reverse field by Alex Brown. He had gone to the visitor side looking like he was going to go down that sideline. Then he came across the 45 almost all the way back to the hash marks and then turned it up and because of that block by Trey Jackson.
Austin Dixon brings the Vikings out on the field. We bring Malik Roberts near side. We send Trips to the far side. Hawks go to a four-man front, two linebackers. Now we shift Arvin Berry back to the near side. He's got Amon Brown in the backfield. They go to a five-man front. Come off the corner. We give it to Brown. He's by one man, two. He's at the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Vikings, and there's a hold back at the 27.
Yeah, there is a flag at the 27-yard line, and I'm afraid that might come back because there was a, I mean, you could have drove a truck through that hole. We're going to get the call here from the official. As one official does go over to the sideline, talk to Coach McPherson, tell him what it was, and he is not happy. You see him throwing his hands. How about it, Marty, down there on the sideline?
Bill, you called it absolutely right. They got it on our receiver over here on this near side, and that's what it was holding on the receiver.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Ball now at the 32-yard line. It'll be first and 13. Trip receiver to the far side. Malik Roberts to the press box side. Ball on the hash marks. Same formation we just had. They're showing blitz off the corner on the visitor side. Now here they come. Dixon with all day to throw. Throws the ball way downfield. Overthrows Arvin Berry. But there is a flag at the 30. Bill, I think we're going to have defensive holding.
Well, guys, exactly what we're going to have here. I'm sorry, Bill.
Go ahead.
Because they did get a receiver. It was actually Malik Roberts. And they returned the favor this time, but they just about took his jersey off his shoulder pads as he was trying to go down the field.
And they'll mark it off. This will not be an automatic first down. They'll mark off 10 yards. So, Bill, it'll be first. It should be first and about two. Ball on the near hash mark on the press box side. 3:34 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. Number 34, that is Anthony Robinson in the backfield now. Again, trip receivers far side. We throw a little flare pass out. Oh, and he got drilled immediately as the Viking caught the ball. That was number, looks like 26, DeMarcus Jackson, as he caught the ball, Bill, and will actually lose 3, maybe 4 yards. It's going to be second and 5.
Yeah, Christian McBride in on the tackle for the Hawks. Read it perfectly and got by the block of Arvin Berry.
Ball now on the far hash mark. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. We bring Malik Roberts back in motion. And we give it right up the middle to Anthony Robinson. He's by one man, two. He'll have the first down as it crosses the 30. Down to the 25. They'll mark him down at the 24. It'll be first and 10 Vikings from there with 2:55 to go here in the first quarter, leading 14 to nothing.
Yeah, that was a great play. As Anthony Robinson got just what we needed. But that decoy and Malik Roberts as on a speed sweep, you don't know if he was going to take the handoff or if he was going to round the corner we were going to pass to him.
Again, now we've got trip receivers to the near side. Waiting on Dixon. He's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. And again, he gives it right up the middle. Look at there. There goes Amon Brown by one man, two. They hit him. They'll pull him down, Bill, as he gets inside the 10. The 5 down to the 2-yard line. First and goal, Vikings from there.
2:33 left here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. And it'll be first and goal from the 2-yard line for the Vikings.
Ball on the near hash mark. 2:30, like I said, 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Arvin Berry and Amon Brown in the backfield. We go to a double tight end set. Hawks in a six-man front. Dixon, under center, gives it to Berry over the left side into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Arvin Berry. Nothing fancy, just bust it right up the middle. And the Vikings take a 20-0 lead with 2:16 left here in the first quarter. The Vikings have scored two times on offense and one time on special teams on a bad snap on a punt for the Hardaway Hawks. Vikings able to recover in the end zone. That was for the first score of this ball game. Now they get lined up for the extra point. It's Nick Hart with the hold of John Belcher.
Waiting for Thomas Culpepper. Snap. Ball's down, kicks up, it's good. 2:16 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 21-0. 60-second break, back after this. Back at the Commercial Bank and Company press box, high end over end kick from Nick Hart into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, ran four plays, went 35 yards, a minute 50 or so off the clock. Vikings resulted in a two-yard touchdown run by Arvin Berry. Vikings lead 21-0 with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thanks to Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of these stats. Commercial and residential heating and air. Licensed contractor, called Page Heating and Air.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Blake Berry brings, he's in the shotgun, Bill. He's got a receiver either side. New offensive set. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Now sends a man in motion towards the visitor side, but he gets it to the tailback as he gets across the 20 up to the 21.
Yep, gets about a yard gain on it.
That's Darius. I'm sorry, Bill.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that it, you know, again from a different formation, it's going to keep this defense on their toes.
Darius Blackman with the carry, and actually give him a yard and a half. I know you don't like to hear that. Minute 54 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0.
Our stats people gave him 1 yard.
We got good stats people. Twins to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. Twins to the near side. Berry in the shotgun for the Hawks. We're in a five-man front. We come hard off the corner. And something happened,
like a
Bill.
Missed snap or something. That's the craziest thing I've ever
and
seen.
And we say we're laying on the ball.
And both officials
yes,
say
yes, it is. Turnover to our Vikings.
Trying the Ruski.
Another bad snap, guys, and Corvion White just fell.
Trying to do
right
the Ruski. I'm sorry, Marty, what'd you say?
There was another bad snap, and Corvion just fell on it again.
Well, it looked like, from our vantage point up here, the little Ruski, as the center lifted it and then set it back down.
Here comes Jerome Daniels, along with DeMarcus Jackson, Arvin Berry. We bring Malik Roberts, wide receiver, to the near side. Jackson to the far side. Arvin Berry in the slot. They're in a four-man front as Dixon's in the shotgun. Fakes those. Look at there. Wide open down the end zone. Oh, touchdown to Sonika Fuller.
Sonika Fuller, I see ya, along with Austin Dixon. I mean, what a great fake on the little out pattern as Sonika Fuller just went on a go. And he was wide open. I mean, nobody in the end zone. That's one of those you just go, come on, let me catch it, let me catch it, let me catch it.
And he did. We're waiting for that swinging gate. There it comes back over. Culpepper over the ball. Belcher kneels down. And Bill, Nick Hart steps back. Ball down. Kicks up. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 28-0. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Bank and Company press box. Nick Hart's high end over in kick. Oh, this one, he shanked it as he knocked it out of bounds, and they'll take over first and 10 on the 35. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
The last drive for the Vikings, they ran one play. It was a 21-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Seneca Fuller. Vikings lead 28-0 with 1 minute and 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Taylor.
So the best field position for the Hawks in tonight's game with 1:24 here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 28-0.
Blake Berry, the Hawk quarterback, he sends Twins to the far side, single receiver near side in the shotgun. Drops back, throws out, and ball got tipped, I think, at the line of scrimmage.
It was close then, but and we do have a flag over there on the far side, Wes.
Let's see what we're going to get.
Maybe pass interference against the Vikings.
He does.
A quick out by Blake Berry and kind of caught us off guard a little bit. And we got there to the receiver just a little bit too quick. And the Hawks now at the 50.
And that's their best field position all night as that penalty takes them out to the 50. They again send two receivers far side, single receiver near side. We're in that five-man front. Berry with a back on either side. Drops back in the shotgun. Throws a little flare pass out across the 50-45 into Viking territory down to about the 44. Bill, that's probably the most successful play they've had beside a penalty tonight.
Yeah, it really is. They're finding that quick open receiver and quickly getting the ball downfield just a little bit. The only time they went downfield, they threw an interception. So they're going to try and stay probably on that little dink and dunk right now.
Second and five. Ball on the far hash mark. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. They go back to an offset eye. Double tied in. They bunch it right up the middle. Runs right into, run right into a couple of receivers. And the guy, number 21, Darius Blackman, still on his feet as Trey Jackson picked him up and threw him backwards. But they'll give him forward progress, Bill, down to the 33 and a half yard line.
Yeah, no whistle. He played all the way to the whistle.
It will be third and about three, maybe four, as we're inside 30 seconds now here to go here in the first quarter. Hardaway going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the far side of the field. Again, that offset eye as Blake Berry slides under center for the Hawks. He gets, nope, drops back to pass, looking for somebody, throws out in a flat catch. Oh, nope, and out of the hands of Malik Fowler.
That would have been really close to a first down. He was floating right around the 39-yard line, or excuse me, the 41-yard line. He was going to need the 40 for the first down.
And across town, it is Valdosta 21, Newton nothing.
Fourth down now for the Hawks.
Let's see, will the Hawks punt? Yes, they will. We are going to send number 24, that is Jock Alexander, and Alex Brown back deep. 7.1 seconds to go here in the quarter. Hawks punter standing at his own 42-yard line. High, high punt. Alex takes it at the 22, comes near side looking for a hole, cuts back and gets the gray. Still on his feet as he turns the corner. Down the sideline, they got a beat on him. And they'll run him out of bounds, Bill, as he gets back to the 45-yard line of the Hawks. Let's take a 60-second break. That's the end of the first quarter. Vikes lead 28 to nothing. Back at the Commercial Bank and Company press box. First and 10 for the Vikings at the 45. Drops back. Alex Brown throws. That's Austin Dixon throws deep downfield. The pass is caught at the 19-yard line, but we've got flags back on the field, Bill.
Wow. Two of them thrown back in the backfield. The initial indication is holding against the Vikings.
And Bill, that's going to be one of the rare holding calls against our Sons of Thunder.
Yeah, and way back behind the line of scrimmage, too. So it'll be marked off from back there. And it's going to be first down and a long way.
Guys, and that negates a great catch there by Seneca Fuller. I mean, he went up over two guys and caught that ball. Just hate to see that, but great catch there by Seneca.
Well, all the way back to our 38-yard line. Dixon in the shotgun. They're showing blitz off the corner. Now they're showing a double blitz. Nope, they come from the left side. Amon Brown with the ball comes across the 40. They'll run him out of bounds somewhere about our 44-yard line. So we'll pick up about 5 yards on that carry.
Wes, that penalty negated a 37-yard pass play to Seneca Fuller. And, boy, we would have been in a nice position down there to possibly score again. As it is now, we're second down. But we do have a personal foul against the Hardaway Hawks. I didn't see it there.
I didn't see it either.
They caught one of their corners after the play, kind of doing some jawing and pushing on the far side of the field there, guys, against DeMarcus Jackson. And I think he's been doing it a bunch tonight. And when they threw the flag, our fans on the other side started clapping. So I think they had seen enough of that.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply update. Appreciate that.
So why are they marking it? Oh, okay. I was going to say they looked like they were marking it against the Vikings, but they are marking it against Hardaway.
It's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty. That'll take it back to the Hardaway 47-yard line, and that we'll look and see.
That should have been that. I'm not sure if that's first or second down.
It's going to be first and 12. Right down, Chuck. Throw out to Jerome Daniels.
Get on that.
Oh, and it was a backward pass that went out of bounds.
Yes, it was. I mean, you saw him turn, and from our vantage point, he's right at us. He threw across 2 yards backwards, and unfortunately, we weren't able to make the catch.
And they're going to move it back, Bill. We're going to lose yardage on that all the way back.
Yep.
Guys, I'm not real sure about that previous call. I was told it was a dead ball penalty, which means it should have been second down.
I agree.
And it should have been from the end of the run, not the previous spot. But either way, that's the way they played it. So now it's second down and long.
A second and about 22 back at our own 42-yard line. We've got to get all the way down to the 35. Two receivers far side. Malik Roberts, single receiver near side, put him in motion. And we'll give it to Jerome Daniel, dropped by 1-2. He runs over two. Hawks still on his feet, turns and spins. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage and picks up one extra yard. Bill, it should be second and 9 now from the from the Hawks' 44-yard line.
It'll be third down.
Let's see what – you're right. They did update it. So it's third and 9. Fuller, Berry, and number 26. That is DeMarcus Jackson near side, Malik Roberts far side. Dixon in the backfield with Jerome Daniels. They're showing blitz again off the strong side. That's the press box side. There they come. We pick it up, though. And he throws out to Jerome Daniels underneath. He hits one man, two. He has the first down as he crosses the 40 down to the 35. They will not pull him down, Bill, as he gets to the 31-yard line. Great play. Got him sneaking out underneath. Everybody went deep. And we get a first down with 10:50 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0.
Yeah, really good heads up third down and 9 play to find that open receiver, get us downfield, and get a first down.
They go back to a four-man front. We go to double tight ends. Now five-man front as they stand the linebackers up on the end of the line of scrimmage. We got a man in motion. That's Anthony Robinson. He tries to get to the corner. Stop, spins inside one man. Hits one, two, spins. It gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Nope. I say he was the original line of scrimmage, and he picks up 2 yards.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Should be going to be second and 8 or second and 7.
Anthony Robinson trying to use that speed to get outside. Realized he probably wasn't going to get there. Made a little stutter step cut back inside. 10:14 in the clock running here in the second quarter.
Second and 8. Ball at the Hawk 29-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of the Lounge High press box. We put a man in motion. We give it a 31 around the left side. By 1-2, he's across the 25 down to about the 24-yard line, Bill. That's Brandon Roberts on the carry. We have seen a whole host of Vikings carry that football tonight for our Vikings.
Well, we talked about that Amon Brown was carrying the load, and we needed to see that spread out. So far, we've seen that tonight.
Double tight end to the press box side. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Hawks shift heavy to the press box side. We get hit at the line of scrimmage and get nothing on a third and about 2, Bill.
Yeah, I think they might give us one. They are waiting to see the spot of the down marker, and it will still be 4th and 2 for the Vikings.
We bring Eric Hart in at wingback on the far side, Jerome Daniels near side, Arvin Berry at fullback. Now the double tight end. Hawks with that five-man front. They pull the linebackers up in the line. Almost a 7-man front. And we fake it, give it to Daniels on the carry. He fights by 1-man, 2, still on his feet. He's across the 20. Fights down to the 15 where he gets body slammed at the 16-yard line, but not before he picks up that very important first down.
Yeah, a little counterplay right there in the middle as Jerome Daniels comes around, finds a hole there on the left side, and picks up, about 6 yards on the run, and that'll be a first down for the Vikings.
8:50 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. Double tight ends to the press box side. Again to Amon Brown around the right side. He's behind the Sons of Thunder. He spins, cuts. He's across the 15 down to the 10-yard line. Is that number 6, Eric Hart? I thought it was Amon Brown on the carry.
Yep, that was Eric Hart. He does come out now.
Mark Kerrion comes in, as does DeMarcus Jackson at wide receiver. It will be second and about a yard. We can pick up a first down somewhere around the 6-yard line. Dixon in the shotgun, barking out signals. They don't jump. Now he turns to the sidelines, calls timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 28-0 with 8:05 to go here in the first half. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Let's go down to the sidelines, get an equipment part supply update. Marty, what do you got?
Guys, Amon is on the sidelines. He's actually on the bench. Looks like he's grabbing his side. I don't know if it's just a bruise, maybe some bruised ribs or something, but I'm not sure if he'll come back in tonight. He's still got his shoulder pads on, but he looks like he's resting for now.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Dixon under center. He's got Eric Hart in motion. Rolls right, looking to pass. Throws toward the back of the end zone. And there's a flag for pass interference.
Yeah, he was going to, I think, Christian, no, 46. Yeah, Christian Parker, the tight end. And he just got shoved out of the back of the corner of the end zone long before the ball got there. And that's the flag.
And, Bill, that will give us a first and goal, but let's see where they're going to mark it down at. If it's balls at the 7, we should see it somewhere around the 3.5 to 4 yard line.
They're going to mark it at the 4.
So first and goal from the 4, the ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon looks to the sidelines. Bill, number 4 is back in again.
That's
Amon Brown.
See how effective he is here.
Hawks, five-man front. Brown right up the middle. Hits by one man, too. He fights his way forward. He'll get a yard down to about the 3. Second and goal from there. 7:50 to go in the half. Vikings leading 28-0.
They're bringing in that blocking package with number 32, Brian Bell, and number 17, Trey Jackson, as Amon Brown will check out and Jerome Daniels comes in.
Guys, I think that shows his toughness because he was just over here and seemed to be in a pretty good bit of pain and goes right back out there. So I think that speaks a lot for that young man.
Barry at the blocking back. Jerome Daniels to his left. As we slide, as Dixon slides under center for the Vikings. To Dixon around the right side. He's got a hole into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Jerome Daniels. Vikings put another touchdown on the board here in the second quarter with 7:19 left in the half. Vikings scored 28 in the first, and this is their first score here in the second quarter.
There's that swinging gate. Let's see, do we... Nope, they sent somebody to the outside. That's what coach looks for. Nick Hart brings the kick and tee back over, sets it down on the 10. Belcher kneels down. He'll look toward Thomas Culpepper. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicked up. And it's good. 7:19 to go in the half. Vikings leading 35-0. 60-second break. Back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Here's Nick Hart's kick. High end over end kick towards that south end zone. The ball will drift and settle at the 1. Well, the receiver drops it, picks it up. He's up at the 5, gets tripped up. He will not get back to the 10. Well, he will get back to the 10-yard line, and that is all. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive Recap.
That last drive for the Vikings, was 11 plays, 45 yards, ran 11 minutes and 59 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 3-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels. Vikings lead 35-0 with 7 minutes and 11 seconds left to go in the first half.
Thank you, Taylor, for that Page Heating and Air Drive Recap. Hardaway, the Hawks out of Columbus, Georgia. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Blake Berry in the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives it to the up back. He's at the 10 to 15. Oh, down the field, the big man finds a hole. He crosses the 25. Bill out. Across up to the 27-yard line, biggest and best play for the Hawks tonight.
Yes, so far, number 6, Eric Hart, gets a shoestring tackle to save what would have been a touchdown. I mean, he was leaving.
And that's a first down. The first one, Bill, they've got, I believe, without a penalty.
Well, got 3 first downs on the night, and I believe you may be right.
Again, Twins to the left, Twins to the right. Going from right to left on your radio dial. A little bubble screen thrown out. No good. Almost picked off by Alex Brown. That'll stop the clock with 6:44 to go here in the half. And the Vikings leading 35-0.
I want to remind everybody, Tuesday night, Wes.
The Lounge High, Randy McPherson Coaches Show is brought to you by Deloach Body Works. And we're going live on location for the first time this year to our new home, Cheddar's.
Great food there on Norman Drive. Cheddar's will be in the bar area when you come in. So get there at 6:45. Get a good seat.
Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Berry in the shotgun with a receiver to his right. Four-man front. Gives it to the up back as he crosses. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. The ball. Oh, Trey Jackson was saying we got the ball, but I don't guess we did.
No, just a good stop. Brian Bell in there with a big, big hit right there at the line of scrimmage.
It'll be, give him a yard, so it'll be third and nine, ball in the middle of the field. Hawks right to left on your radio dial. Headed toward that north end zone.
Long time in the huddle for the Hawks. Now they come out.
Well, their offensive lineman checking their wristband. That's number 50, Christian Sellers, a freshman who is their center. We're now in a four-man front, showing man coverage. Two receivers near side. They bring that single receiver back to the near side. There's going to be a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 5:57 to go in the half. Vikings leading 35-0. Back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. It will be third and nine for the Hawks of Hardaway out of Columbus, Georgia. Vikings leading 35-0. 5:57 to go here in the first half. The Hawks, they'll bring two receivers near side, send a single receiver far side. Berry in the shotgun with a running back to his left. We're in a five-man front. Now we step up on the line, play action pass, those across the middle, behind the receiver who was not watching. That pass was intended for number 21, Darius Blackman. It'll fall incomplete, and that means Hardaway will have to punt.
A little confusion also on the Viking defense as they were still trying to get themselves set. And it looked like it was going to have to be Nick Hart come up, would have made a hit, but it would have probably been short of the first down. 5:53, the clock stops on the incomplete pass, and Vikings lead 35-0 here in the second quarter.
And we've got Jock Alexander and Alex Brown back deep to receive. There is a snap. There's the punt. Gets it away. High, high punt. Alexander takes it at the 48 and immediately goes down. They'll say at the 40. Yep, that's where they'll mark it. At the Hawk 48-yard. I mean, at our Vikings 48-yard line.
Trevion Davis, number 24, there immediately for the tackle for the Hawks. And the Vikings will have it first down and 10 now. 5:50 left here in the half. Vikings leading 35-0 over the Hawks of Hardaway High School.
Hardaway playing without Justin Crawford, their number one running back. Here comes Austin Dixon with Alex Brown. Arvin Berry at the up back. Mark Carrion, and I didn't get the number of the other wide receiver. Now they show blitz off the press box side. Linebacker steps up. There he comes. We pick it up, though. Those across the middle. Pass intended for Malik Roberts. High off his fingertips. It'll be incomplete.
Yeah, a little behind Malik. He put his back trailing hand up. Just gets a finger on it. Had it led him a little more, he probably would have had that one for a big game.
Well, that is number 22 out there at wide receiver, Daquan Mitchell.
Daquan's a speedster out there.
Mark Carrion has a slot man, Malik Roberts to the near side. Dixon and a shotgun. They're getting that show a five-man front. Give it to Alex Brown. He runs into Malik Roberts, bounces off of him, and fights his way across the 50 down to the 45 till the 44. Billy's going to be about a yard, maybe one or two short. But I tell you what, if he does not run into Malik Roberts, he might have had himself some real estate.
Yeah, he might have. Malik was coming across on that sweep and just kind of stayed in the way right there at the last minute.
Now, the Vikings, we bring trip receivers to the near side, single receiver far side, Anthony Robinson in the backfield. They go to a four-man front, pull a linebacker up on the line. Now a corner slides up on the line, now drops off for the Hawks. We give it to Robinson around the left side. Big Sons of Thunder got blocking out front. He's across the 35 to 30. He's across the 15 to 20 down the sidelines. They run him out of bounds, Bill, as he gets down to the five-yard line.
And what a great run by number 34, Anthony Robinson, only a sophomore, 5'10", 165 pounds. And what a great, great run. It's 40 yards.
40 yards.
On the run.
That sophomore showing what he can do, give him the football. Ball on the far hash mark. First and goal at the five. It's on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Inside 5 minutes to go in the half. Vikings leading 35-0. Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels. Trey Jackson has the blocking back. Put Jackson in motion to the left side. They give it Arvin Berry over the left side. Behind the Sons of Thunder into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Arvin Berry. Nice run by number 20. As he gets in the end zone, that's six for the Vikings. Four, I'm sorry, Wes. 4:49 left in the half. And the Vikings now, with this extra point, will have it 42 to nothing if we get this.
Nick Hart trots back over, sets the tee down. Thomas Culpepper, the long snapper. Hey, I saw a long snapper today.
You said that already.
Chip Osborne at the mall. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 4:49 to go, first down. Vikings leading 42 to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, four plays, went 52 yards, resulted in a 5-yard touchdown run by Arvin Berry. Vikings lead 42 to nothing with 4 minutes and 49 seconds left to go in the first half.
And we thank you for that, Taylor Biddle. We'll be going down to the sidelines for a quick parts supply update from Marty right after this. Nick Hart set to kick off. Ball on the far hash mark. Two receivers back deep, standing about the 5-yard line. Nick puts that foot into it. The ball drifts, and it's taken at the 1. He comes out to the 10, the 15, trying to get outside. Runs right into number 28. That is Mr. Carlos Lee. And Carlos will put him, plant him firmly at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, nice form tackle by number 28, Carlos Lee. He didn't let him just stick his arm out there and try to and make that tackle. He got help on him, head up on him, wrapped up, and made a good stop.
Bielas 5 yards off. They mark him down at the 17. 4:39 to go, first half. Vikings leading 42 to nothing here on homecoming night here at Martin Stadium. Berry brings the Hawks to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the near hash mark right here in front of our press box. He's got a back on either side of him, a receiver far side, a receiver near side. High snap, play action, rolls right, looking, throws the ball way downfield. We turn, throws it out of bounds. Bill, I don't see anybody there. There's a flag down. We're going to have intentional grounding.
Yeah, it looked like a broken play to begin with. He went to handoff, and there was nobody there. He rolled out, and he had a receiver deep down the middle hash mark, and he threw it more to the sideline, and I believe that's what we might get. Let's see if that's intentional grounding.
Guys, I can't see, but is that a flag on midfield down to the other end?
It sure is.
Holding against Vidal offset. Thank you,
and
Marty.
Replay the down. Thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Old Eagle Eye. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines.
The defensive holding down the field, intentional grounding by the offense, and they offset. We'll replay first and 10.
4:32 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 42 to nothing. We'll be going live to Cheddar's next Tuesday night for the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, brought to you by Deloge Body Works. Berry standing on the near hash mark at the 10-yard line. Takes a snap, gives it to the up back, gets hit in the backfield. Ooh, somebody from the Vikings just went to war, Bill.
I mean, he made a big, big hit. Slowed everybody down, and the rest of the Vikings came in and made a huge tackle.
That was Zach Copeland, put his battle gear on and went to war for the Vikings. They'll lose yardage. They'll lose about 3-4 yards back to the, looks like about the 14-yard line, where it'll be second and 14 from the 14-yard line. They've got to get out to about the 32, 33. Clock's running, inside 4 minutes to go in the half. Hawks, single receiver far side, single receiver near side. Tight end comes to our side of the field. We're in that five-man front. Again, they give it to the up back. He tries to get outside the 10. Nothing there as big number 7. Looks like Jalen Marable. Is that right, Bill?
That's right. Jalen Marable has been a big factor on this defense for the Vikings this year. Jalen,
looks like a junior.
Yeah, he's a junior, 170 pounds. I believe they've got his height incorrect at 11 feet.
Third and 14 at the 14-yard line. Ball near hash mark. Clock running now as we approach the 3-minute mark and a half. Hawks right to left on your radio dial. Send a receiver far side. They'll put a man in the slot, and I'll bring a man to the near side of the field. Again, they do a little reverse. We're working for it. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Number 32, Bill.
Ryan Bell.
Ryan Bell. He goes to war for the Vikings. Hit him when he got back to the 14 and said, you will go no further.
That'll bring up fourth down now for the Hawks as the clock continues to run at 2 minutes and 38 seconds here in the half. Want to remind you, stay with us. for the half. You got a guess for us during the halftime?
No, I don't.
Well, then
it's homecoming, so
it's
I don't have one.
That's right. With homecoming, we'll have the homecoming festivities and bring you all the stats and updates brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services.
Jock Alexander, Alex Brown, standing about the 40. High, high end-over-end kick. Brown takes it at the 40, comes near side, goes back. He's still on his feet as he crosses the 35 to 30, looking for a hole down the sideline. Chips one man, still on his feet, and they won't bring him down until he gets inside the 20, the 15, all the way down to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, Torrey Beard makes the tackle, but we do have a player down. That looks like Jock Alexander, number 24 for the Vikings. He's rolling around on the field there about the 38-yard line. And we're going to have a timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings leading 42 to nothing with 2 minutes left in the half.
Back at the Commercial Banking press box, here come the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Malik Roberts on the end around. They give him the ball as he goes around the left side. He's down across the 10, down to the 5. He's finally brought down, Bill. Looks like he's got a first down. It could be first and goal inside the 2. However, we've got Cotton back out on the carpet.
Yeah, he dove as he got there to about the 3. Hit the pylon. Thought it might be a touchdown, but they say he stepped out of bounds, but we'll see what the penalty is.
Holding all the way back to the 19-yard line. A minute 53 to go in the half. Vikings lead 42 to nothing. Ball on the far hash mark. Quickly we come to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Daniel stays in the backfield. Dixon looks to the sidelines. There's the play. He calls it out. Hawks in a four-man front. Four linebackers. Turns. Throws out to number 26. By one man, still on his feet as he gets inside the 15 and knocked down. Bill, I believe that was DeMarcus Jackson on the carry.
Yeah, DeMarcus, you can see him. He was waiting on that pass, caught it, picked up back to almost the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a second down and 11.
We're at a minute 30 to go here in the half, trying to put just a couple of more points on the board before halftime. Dixon and the shotgun. Daniels to his left. Three receivers near side. Nice slides Arvin Berry over as a blocking back. They're showing blitz off the corner. Again, we pick it up. They give it to Daniels right up the middle. And Daniels runs into two Hawks as he'll get just across the original line of scrimmage. Bill back about the 13. It's going to be third and 9 from the 13-yard line as we approach the one-minute mark to go here in the half.
25-second clock just starting.
Anthony Robinson in the backfield standing right in that pistol, standing right behind Dixon. We bring Malik Roberts in motion, and we give it to Malik around the left side, looking for one man. Two, still on his feet. He's close to the first down. Clock's running.
He was trying to pick and find that hole. He's going to be really close, and we'll see what happens here.
Here comes the we call it the plowboy offense. Those big bruising blocking backs coming in. 26 seconds to go. 25. It's going to be fourth and about a foot. Dixon trying to get everybody set. Double tight ends to the strong, just a single tight end on either side. Dixon under center, barks out the signals, gives it to Jerome Daniels as he fights his way down close to the goal line. Touchdown, Vikings!
And with 5.3 seconds left, we're all sitting here, Wes, kind of on bated breath, thinking that maybe he was going to call that timeout before he ran the play, but got the playoff. Got into the end zone. The touchdown called. 5.3 seconds left in the half, and the Vikings have a 48-0 lead awaiting the extra point.
And Nick Hart set to kick. Culpepper snap, balls down, kicks up. 5.3 seconds to go. Vikings lead 49-0. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, with just 5.3 seconds left, we'll keep it here. Just before halftime, we'll get a kickoff, and that'll be about it. Want to remind everybody, stay with us for the halftime show brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. It's homecoming tonight, so the band will not be on the field during halftime, but we'll get them after the game.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, they're in four plays, 13 yards. 1 minute and 41 seconds off the clock resulted in a 4-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels. Vikings lead 49-0 with 5.3 seconds left to go in the first half.
And at halftime, we will go downstairs to Marty Rogers for the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview.
Yeah, we'll get an update from Coach McPherson to get his thoughts on how the first half has gone.
I wonder if he's going to tell the varsity players, take your pads off, he ain't playing the second half.
We'll see. Did that last week with a 52-0 lead. This was 49-0. Nick Hart set to kick off now for the Vikings. As we said, we'll probably get a kickoff in here. Maybe one play on the offense. We'll see.
Hart approaches the ball. End of a end kick. Taken at the 2. He's up to the 5, the 10. Gets hit immediately and goes down. And then on the tackle, Hill was number 3, Trey Durden. And that's the end of the half. We'll keep it right here as Marty finds Coach Mack to get his thoughts about this first half. Downstairs to Marty.
Coach, once again, a great half by your team. You got to be pretty pleased with their effort.
Yeah, man, we're playing hard, made some plays. Defense is playing really good.
Coach, I was going to ask you that again. They put up a shutout in the first half. I think other than one short drive, they really not allowed them anything. What do you have to say about defense?
I'm very proud of them, man. They're playing hard, and they know what they're doing.
We get to see a lot of the young men again out in the third quarter and see what they got.
Oh, yeah.
Second half.
All righty. Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coaches update. Vikings leading 49-0. We are here at halftime. Homecoming festivities fixing to take place out here on Martin Field.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. We are in the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. Want to remind everybody, get out and see Benefit Advisors of Georgia at 812 Northwood Park Drive, along with Valdosta Insurance Services for all your insurance needs. Want to thank them for their halftime sponsorship of the Lounge High halftime show this year. Well, the Vikings lead 49-0 over the Hawks of Hardaway High School. Vikings scored just about any way they could think about scoring from a fumble recovery into the end zone. They've run the ball very well. The Vikings just have continued to play extremely good football here in the first half. As we heard from Coach McPherson as he was going into the locker room, you know, maybe we'll expect to see some of these young players out here in the second half. To what level, we'll see. And whether we see any of the varsity players here in the second half. As the Hardaway Hawks, of course, are without their star running back, number 2, Justin Crawford, excuse me, and not made the trip because of some disciplinary action. And the Hawks have really struggled on the ground as well as in the air. The Vikings tonight have run 33 for 207 yards, while we've held Hardaway to only 24 plays for 8 net yards. We'll have the Page Heating and Air halftime stats in just a little while with Taylor Biddle when he gets up here. And we've got, of course, homecoming now, as they are announcing the homecoming court, along with the court, of course, the kings and queens, if you will. And we'll find out who the homecoming queen and queen are here in just a little while. As always, we've had several football players here out here in the court, so we've got a few out there on the field here tonight. In lieu of having an interview during halftime, we do want to thank you all for joining us, and remember to get out and thank our sponsors for their support of Lions High Football. Folks like Bubba Jack's Crab Shack, great food up here tonight again. We're looking forward to that next week. One of the great things I look forward to is great seafood from Bubba Jack's Crab Shack. I tell you what, we're going to take another 3-minute break here at the Benefits of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime. We'll be right back after this. We'll be able to tell you who the homecoming king and queen is by that time. You're listening to Lions High Football right here on 99.5. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box and the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. Wes looking down there, all the homecoming court, kings and queens, the last one coming down the middle of the aisle, and we'll find out in just a few moments who the new homecoming king and queen is for 2013.
And, Bill, if it goes with tradition, it's going to be one of those guys wearing maroon.
I don't know. There's a lot of excitement for a lot of the players, so let's find out here while we're live. We're at halftime. Vikings leading 49-0 over the Hawks of Hardaway. And let's find out who those king and queen will be. Joey Wright will be the homecoming king. And we'll find out here in just a moment who the homecoming queen is. Got to get that crown. And the homecoming queen for 2013. Catherine Green, congratulations. The homecoming king and queen of 2013. As the clock ticks down to about 4 minutes left here in the half, but it's always such an exciting time for the crowning of the homecoming king and queen, no matter what high school you're at.
It sure is. Bill, I just Marty Rogers just slipped up here and wrote me a little note.
Yep.
Guess who's in the audience with us tonight?
Who's that?
The gunslinger. Cole Parker sitting down there with his dad watching the football game tonight.
Well, maybe he'll get to see his brother play a little bit here in the second half, as Jake Parker got an opportunity last week. He was 2 for 2 in passing attempts and played a good portion of that third quarter. So we'll hopefully see Jake Parker here some in this halftime, in the second half. As we said, the Vikings leading 49-0 over the Hawks of Hardaway. We got some halftime stats, Taylor?
Yes, we do, Bill. First downs through the first half, the Vikings have 10. Hardaway has 4. Rushing attempts thus far tonight, the Vikings are 26 carries for 172 yards. Hardaway is 14 carries for minus 2 yards. Passing tonight, the Vikings are 4-7 for 35 yards passing, no interceptions. The Hardaway Hawks are 3 of 10 for 10 yards passing for 1 interception. Total plays tonight, the Vikings have run 33 plays for 207 yards. The Hawks have run 24 plays for 8 yards. Fumbles tonight, the Hawks have fumbled 3 times, losing 2 of them. Vikings have fumbled once on the backwards pass. It was not lost, it went out of bounds. Penalty tonight, Vikings were penalized 5 times for 45 yards. The Hardaway Hawks were penalized 5 times for 36 yards. Punts tonight, Vikings have not punted the ball. The Hardaway Hawks have punted 4 times for an average of 26.8 yards. Punt returns tonight, the Vikings have returned the 4 punts for 81 yards. There's no punt returns for the Hardaway Hawks. Third down, time of possession thus far, the Vikings have had the ball 15 minutes and 41 seconds. The Hardaway Hawks have had the ball 11 minutes and 39 seconds. Third down conversions, the Vikings are 2 of 5 on third down conversions. Hardaway Hawks are 0 of 6 on third down conversions. Vikings are 3 of 3 on fourth down conversions. Hawks are 0 of 1 on third down conversions. Leading rushers thus far for tonight for the Vikings. Anthony Robinson is your leading rusher for the Vikings. 4 carries for 49 yards. Jerome Daniels, 9 carries for 37 yards, 3 touchdowns. Arvin Berry, 4 carries for 19 yards and 2 touchdowns. Passing tonight, Dixon has been the only quarterback throwing balls tonight, 4-7 for 35 yards. Receiving, Jerome Daniels has 1 reception for 13 yards, as long as it's 13. Seneca Fuller had 1 reception for 21 yards and 1 touchdown. And DeMarcus Jackson had 2 receptions for 1 yard. Vikings lead at halftime, 49-0. That is your page heating there. Stat report at halftime.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. The clock now down just under a minute before kickoff for the second half. I'm not sure whether we'll get the three-minute kicked over. Let's get scores around the area with Taylor Stubbs.
Some scores around the area. TCC leads Tipton 14-7 right now. Barossa's leading Newton 31-0. Money Mill leads Coffee 8-3. We do not have an update on Brunswick, and Camden and Cockwood are off this week. So
that Coffee score, what was that again?
Coffee is losing 8-3.
8-3. Kind of a surprise. I thought Coffee may have a better score for that, but we'll see. And Valdosta, I think they were not surprised at all by Newton, much like what Lowndes was a few weeks ago. So a 31-0 score right now by Valdosta just lets me know that's a very good football team.
Everybody said they came out on fire over there. So
there you go. That's what it takes. And we weren't on fire a few weeks ago, and Newton was. And, that, of course, that was indicated by the score, 15-14, the Vikings only lost so far this year. And I'm a little surprised, TCC, a very good football team, but Tiff's still in that, 14-7, so we'll see where that goes.
TCC has beat Tifton the past 8 times.
Wow. Well, Tifton is finally, I think, Tiff County's beginning to find that, get around the curve, if you will. They're starting to come together as a football team. I think they're much better than they were even last year. All right, guys, they reset the clock to the 3-minute warm-up period. And I'll say we'll take a 60-second break here, get you set up for the next half. Vikings lead 49-0 here. We're going to take a 60-second break here at the Valdosta Insurances and Benefit Advisors of Georgia Halftime Show.